Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com. Debate physics also, but still searching for a debater. Alright, so the subject of kinetic energy, this would be the second example. I'm not a school teacher, so forgive any lack of perfect coherency in the chain of reasoning and argument being made. I haven't written up a lesson plan or any of that. But yes, this is sort of elementary, and it really shouldn't be tripping up people who think well, who are logical and know some facts and all of that kind of crap. I really shouldn't have to, make these kinds of arguments that you really shouldn't be fooled by something kind of obvious. All right, so the idea is let's say you have the sun, okay, it does the inverse square law. The inverse square law is just telling you that, yeah, I make the diameter twice as big on a square, I make the area four times as big. So this dimension is only, twice this dimension, all right? Or this dimension is only twice this dimension, but that means there's four squares that can fit inside here area-wise. And so it just really is telling you that, yeah, if you're spraying paint or something, you could spray it, wider in this dimension, and then you can spray it wider in this dimension. And so it's spreading in two dimensions as you go further away. And so you're getting four times less paint by going twice as far away. Now the same argument applies to when you roll something in gravity, with gravity providing the friction. You could understand that if you have the same mass, so these masses are the same, all right, and I propel them with a velocity, and what's going to decide how much energy goes into friction, and is how much energy goes into the ground, they're going to have the same mass, and all that really going to matter is how long are you spraying, right? So, I mean, if we're spraying paint on these things rolling, you could understand that what's really going to matter is how long are they in the paint? How long are they rolling? And how long is paint spraying on them? Because, frankly, that's all that's going to decide it. And so the time here, this will take twice as much time, but it'll go four times as far because it's going twice as fast. It doesn't go the same speed as this is going until it gets here. So you understand it goes 3 units of distance here. In the same time, it does 1 unit here, and then it does the 1 and 1. So once this velocity equals this velocity, right? So this is 2x velocity to start with. Am I going too fast for you? This is so rudimentary, and it's just the way they teach it wrong. So they teach wrong, and it's just this simple. And if somebody in grammar school would have told you, well, it's this simple. Gravity's just doing the opposite of what the sun is doing. Gravity is a point source, let's say, in the center of the Earth. And it's excreting an attractive force that says, come to me. So it's exactly the opposite of what the sun is doing, technically, in the sense that the sun is a point source of light that spreads in both dimensions. Well, gravity's doing the same thing, and it's just not that complicated. So at these two things are at the same place in gravity. It's the same mass, and all you're changing is the velocity. Well, if you change the velocity, you're going to do this, squaring thing, but it's not four times the energy. It's not going to be four times the amount. It's just twice the amount of time because you went twice as fast. And so you can understand that, well, if I roll these two objects, and this one goes four times further, which looks impressive, right? Only twice as much velocity, four times the distance. Well, it looks impressive, but if I was spraying paint on it, as stated, I'm only going to have twice as much paint on this one. So even though it went four times as far, it's only got twice as much paint. It only put twice as much energy into the ground because, it went three times the distance in the same amount of time as this. Went this little short distance. So obviously it got covered with very little paint as it's going through this whole distance. It's the same amount of paint hits it as the head hits this. in this little short distance, the same amount of paint is on these two objects for that huge amount of difference. And then obviously this part will be the same amount of paint as this part. So it's just two exposures to paint, and the exposures are completely time dependent. And it's completely time dependent. If you're going by the sun, okay, and you go twice the velocity, all right, it'll take you half as much time, you know, to get through a certain amount of distance. All right, you'll go the distance in you know, half the time. And so you'll get half the exposure to the sun because you went past it in half the time. So if it was gravity, you'll be half as bent. If it's some other, you know, thing like paint or sunlight, you'll get half the exposure, half the tan, half the sunburn. Not four times. There's no four here. Okay, this is just a consequence of the fact that you have this increase in your velocity, and so you have an increase, you're just changing how much time it takes to put the energy into the ground. And that's really the key factor. Is you can sort of understand the faster you're going, the less exposure. Well, the faster you're going, the less you're putting per square, per inch, the less energy is going into the ground per inch. So it takes you this entire distance to put the same energy into the ground that you put in here. And it's not till here that you know, the same amount of energy you put into the ground. So the amount of energy put into the ground is going to be the same here as it's going to be for this whole giant section here because of your velocity. Your velocity defeats the process. So if I just drew this is sunlight. If I drew that as gravity, I mean, this is kind of a simple thing to understand, that if you were flying by something that had gravity, the faster you fly by, the less you're going to get bent. And the slower, the more you're going to get bent. Because the more time the force has to work on you. The faster you go, the less time you're in the paint sprayer. The less paint that gets on you, the less you're affected. And that's all that's happening in this example, is because of the velocity, there's less exposure to friction for this entire distance. Obviously per inch, it's a lot less exposure. Same thing for defeating gravity by shooting up into gravity. Okay, 2x the velocity will get you 4 times the height. So you go 4 times as high, you only put in 2x the velocity. It's not 4x the energy, because in a sense, your high velocity means you did this. You defeated the gravity. You experienced the same gravity in this tiny distance as you experienced in this giant distance. This time is going to be the same as this time. And so obviously, you're very efficient, okay, going up. You have this initial velocity until it starts to slow down to this, you know, half the speed. This is one half. So two-thirds down the track is only one half the time. And that's the key thing to understand. And so you're in the gravity as long here as you are this whole thing here. So obviously you're defeating the gravity. You're gaining a lot more distance per unit of energy, per gallon. So this doesn't take you 4 times the fuel to go twice as far. It only takes you twice the fuel. I mean, to go 4 times as far. It only takes you twice because of your higher velocity. And if you increase it by 4, well, then you'll do this distance very efficiently. But yes, you'll go 8 times higher or whatever up here. You go way up here, 16. Okay, so you'll be going way faster than you need to go. So you use a little more fuel, but your miles per gallon will be going up and up and up. So the more distance, the more velocity you can start with, obviously the greater and greater your efficiency gets. The faster you can go, the more miles per gallon you'll get in terms of rolling distance. And I shouldn't have to explain that. It doesn't mean you have 4 times the energy. It just means that you're defeating the function that's taking your energy away. And so you're defeating the process of the friction in the sense that you're getting more miles out of the same amount of time that the force has to work on you. So again, do I have to really explain that it's the force of gravity that makes friction? Friction isn't some counter force. Friction is just you giving your energy to little pieces of the ground. I mean, you know, Feynman will tell you that, and a lot of people will tell you that. You're just giving away your energy, and you obviously give away less energy, okay, in per mile, per inch here, than you give away here. Because of the amount of time the mass is pushing into the ground, which is allowing you to give your energy away. Without the mass getting pushed into the surface, it can't give away its energy unless you force the contact. The contact between one object has to be forced into the other object. This angular momentum can't get into this object unless some force pushes it in and forces it to push the energy in. The gravity's the medium, the enabler that enables a rolling object to push its energy into the ground. That may be enough. I will pause and think about it. Right, I suppose I could point out that if we're to measure how much heat went into the ground, how many molecules are actually moving in the ground here versus here, it's only going to be twice as many. Okay, and obviously through this whole course, you'll get the same amount as you get in this little course where it's slowing down more. You know, going from half the speed to zero, you know, versus this distance where you're going twice the speed to start with and then going to half the speed. You went over this whole distance and the density of the energy going into the ground is much smaller here because it's a much less time that it's actually hitting the ground, getting pushed into the ground. Well, it's the same amount of time, but it's per inch a lot less is happening. And it's the same, the truth. It only takes twice as much energy to go twice as fast. They have no physical evidence of it taking four times the energy to go twice the velocity. They say it, but it isn't true. And then they'll talk about braking distance and other kinds of experiments that don't even prove the 4x, that at best prove some kind of 3x, but that just has to do with the size of the brakes. You're comparing cars with the same size brakes and wheels going different speeds, which means their capacity to, again, to put the energy into the ground or to heat the brakes or to tear the rubber off the wheels, all of those factors, they're not doubling as they double the velocity. But anyway, you can understand it's just ludicrous to say because you increase the double the velocity, you get four times the distance, traveling distance. Yes, you do, but it only takes twice the time. And it's the time that gravity is pushing the energy into the ground. It's the, like I said, the simple way to view it is I go four times the distance, I have paint spraying the whole time. So I'm going four times the distance in the paint spray. But the fact is I did it in twice the time, half the time. So obviously I'm going to get hit with only twice as much paint. So going twice as fast is only twice as much energy. It isn't four times as much energy. And you could understand that if I was to change this so they go the same, you know, if I was to make this mass twice as heavy, this one. Okay, so I make it twice as heavy. Well, then I'll get twice the distance. But I'm not going to get the four times now because I'm allowing the twice as heavy mass is now getting pushed by twice as much force into the ground. It weighs twice as much. It's pushing into the ground twice as hard. So I'll just be inverting what I was doing before. But I'll have two equal objects, essentially. But again, this one will look like it has more energy because it rolled further. But it only rolled further because this one got rid of its energy quicker because of its bigger mass. Yeah. All right, so there's just absolutely no justification for 1/2 mv². There's no physical evidence defending it, and it's illogical. It can be understood to be just illogical. It was a mistake to be fooled by the facts that this 4x thing that happens in gravity. I go twice the velocity, I go 4x higher. It's logical that I go 4x higher. Doesn't mean I used 4x the energy, because gravity isn't about units of gravity or distance. It's about units of time. It's about exposure. How much time were you in the paint sprayer? You can understand. Yes, I'm in the paint sprayer half as long. I mean, you know, twice as long to go 4x the distance. I'm only going to get hit by twice the amount of gravity, because it's just about how long you're in, how long you're getting hit by, okay, the force in the simple squaring rule. All right, so that's probably enough and such. So we'll call that example 2, and we'll go moving on eventually to 3 and 4, and 5 if necessary, and 6 and 7, but it really shouldn't be necessary. This, you know, this is so simple compared to all the crap physics talks about, all the entanglement crap and all the fancy spin rules and all this complex math and all the rest of it, and they can't get this right? Come on. Too silly. So anyway, this has been DraftPhysics.com. DebatePhysics also. DebatePhysics.com also. And video presentation. Counter arguments are welcome if they're on the subject, you know, and such.